I am now reading Mark chapter 14. The first section is from verse 1 to verse 2. The heading is, The Jewish Leaders Wanted to Kill Jesus. The leaders of the Jewish ceremonies and law teachers wanted to kill Jesus, so they met together. They wanted to work out a way to sneak up on Jesus and grab him. Those Jewish people always had a special ceremony every year called Passover. They ate flat damper at that time. Those men talked to each other 2 days before that ceremony. They said, Everybody likes Jesus. We cannot grab him while there are lots of people here for the ceremony. They will get angry and we will have a very big fight. The next section is from verse 3 to verse 9. The heading is, A woman put special perfume on Jesus' head. Jesus was at a town called Bethany, and he was eating dinner at Simon's house. Before that time, Simon was sick with skin sickness, but now he was all right again. A woman came into the house with some special perfume in a pretty bottle. That perfume smelled really good. It cost a lot of money. She opened the bottle and poured the perfume on Jesus' head. Some of the people there growled at her. They said, Why did you spill out that perfume? Why didn't you sell it and get a lot of money and then give that money to poor people? But Jesus said to them, Leave her alone. Don't make trouble for her. She did something really good for me. You will always have poor people with you, and you can give them money any time that you want. But I will not be here with you much longer. I will die soon, and they will bury my body. This woman poured the perfume on me to get my body ready. She did a good thing. Listen to me now. I tell you a true story. Whenever people will tell God's story all over the world, they will tell about this woman and the good things she did today. And lots of people will know about her. The next section is from verse 10 to verse 11. The heading is, Judas Agreed to Sell Jesus. Judas Iscariot was one of 12 men that Jesus picked out. He changed sides and went to the Jewish leaders. He said, I can help you catch Jesus. They heard him say this and they were very happy. They promised to pay him money. So Judas kept thinking about this and waited for the right time to help them catch him. The next section is from verse 12 to verse 26. The heading is, Jesus and his friends ate the Passover supper. The day came for people to kill a young sheep, to cook it and eat it. That was the start of the ceremony time called Passover. They ate flat damper too at that time. On that day, some of his followers came to him and asked him, Where do you want us all to eat this supper? We can go and get the place ready. Jesus said, All right, you two go over there into Jerusalem, and after you get there, you will meet a man. He will be carrying a big jug of water. Follow him, and he will go into a house. Then you talk to the boss of that house. You tell him, Our teacher wants you to show us the room you have for visitors. He wants to eat the Passover supper there with his followers. Then that boss will take you upstairs to a big room that he's got set up and ready. You can get the supper ready for us there. Those two men left him and went into Jerusalem. Everything happened just like Jesus told them, so they got the food ready for that special Passover supper. When the sun went down, Jesus and his special followers came to that house to eat the Passover supper. While they were eating, Jesus said to them, One of you men that is eating with me here right now will help the people that want to kill me. Then his 12 followers got really upset, and each of them said to him, Not me! You did not talk about me, did you? Jesus said, It is one of you that is eating out of this dish with me right now. I am the special man from God, and I have got to die just like God's book says. But the man that helps my enemies to catch me will get really bad trouble from God. He will wish he was never born. After that, while they were still eating their supper, Jesus picked up some damper and said thank you to God for it. Then he broke it into pieces and gave it to his friends. Then he said, "This damper is my body. Take a piece and eat it." Then he picked up the cup of wine and said thank you to God for it. Then he gave it to them, and they passed it around, and each one drank a little bit of wine. He told them, "This wine is my blood. I will die and pour out my blood for many people. It is like I use my blood to sign an agreement that God makes with people, to say that they are not guilty of the bad things that they have done. I tell you straight, I will not drink any wine again until the day that I sit down with God, and he will show himself to be the number one king." After Jesus said this, they all sang a song to God, and then they went out of that house to go to the hill called Olive Trees. The next section is from verse 27 to verse 31. The heading is, Jesus talked straight to Peter. As they walked along the road, Jesus talked to them. He said, "All you mob will run away and leave me." A long time ago, God got one of his men to write about this in his book. He wrote, "God will knock down the man that looks after the sheep, and all his sheep will run away. I will die, like that man wrote, but after that, God will make me alive again. Then I will go ahead of you to Galilee and wait for you there. You will see me there." Peter said, "Maybe all the others will run away, but not me. No way." But Jesus said to him, "Listen to me, Peter. Tonight you will talk and you will lie to people. You will say that you don't know me. A chook will call out tonight, just like it always does before the sun comes up. But people will hear you say three times that you don't know me before that chook calls out two times." But Peter spoke really strongly to Jesus. He said, "No! People might try to make me say that. They might even tell me that they will kill me. But I will never say that I don't know you." All the other followers talked the same way. The next section is from verse 32 to verse 42. The heading is, Jesus prayed in the place called Gethsemane. Jesus and his followers came to the place called Gethsemane. He said to them, "I want you to sit here and wait for me. I am going to pray to God." He asked Peter, James, and John to go with him, and they walked away from the others. But as they walked, he said to them, "I feel really sad right now. I feel so sad, it is like I'm dying. Stay here and look out for trouble." Then Jesus walked away from them a little bit and lay on the ground. He said to God, "Father, you can do anything. You can take this trouble away from me. It is too hard for me. But you do whatever you want to do, not what I want." Jesus went back to his three friends and found them asleep. He said to Peter, "Wake up, Simon. Can't you stay awake for me for just 1 hour? I want you to look out for trouble. I want you to pray to God so that you will not go to sleep. I want you to do the right thing, but your body is weak and wants to sleep." Jesus left them again and prayed again. He kept asking God the same thing. Then he came back to his friends, and they were asleep again because they were very tired. Those three men could just not stay awake. After they woke up, they were so ashamed they didn't even know what to say to him. Jesus went away and prayed again. Then he came back to his friends and said, "Are you still asleep? You can't sleep anymore now. Look, I am the special man from God, but those bad men will soon come and get me. Hey, get up. We have to go now. See, here is the man that is helping them catch me." The next section is from verse 43 to verse 52. The heading is, a mob of men grabbed Jesus. Jesus was still talking as Judas came up. He was one of Jesus' 12 special followers. Those leaders of the Jewish ceremonies and law teachers and those Jewish elders, they gave Judas a big mob of men to go with him. those men all had long knives and fighting sticks. As soon as that mob got there, Judas walked up to Jesus and said, "Teacher, teacher," and kissed him on the cheek to show those men which one they had to arrest. So they grabbed Jesus. One of Jesus' friends was standing right there and pulled out his long knife. He cut off the ear of a man that worked for the big boss of the Jewish ceremonies. Jesus said to the mob, "Why have you got all these long knives and fighting sticks? I'm not a dangerous man. No way. I was in God's house and I taught the people there every day, but you did not arrest me then. But you can grab me now because a long time ago, all the men that spoke for God said that you would do this. They wrote about it in God's book." Then Jesus' followers got frightened and ran away and left him there. There was a young man that followed along behind Jesus, and he just had a sheet wrapped around him. That mob tried to grab him, but they only grabbed the sheet, and he ran away naked. The next section is from verse 53 to verse 65. The heading is, "They took Jesus to court." The mob took Jesus to the big house of the big boss of the Jewish ceremonies. That house had a yard with a wall around it. Peter followed a little bit behind the mob. He walked into the yard of that house and sat down with them near a fire. All the other leaders of the Jewish ceremonies and elders and law teachers sat down together at that house. Those big bosses tried to get witnesses to say, "We saw him do wrong things," so that they could kill him. But nobody had a strong story against him. Lots of people stood up and told lies about Jesus, but they did not agree with each other. Their stories were all mixed up. Some men stood up and told this lie. They said, "We heard this man say, 'I will knock down God's house and build another one in 3 days.' Lots of men built this one, but I will build the new one just by myself." But even these men had their stories mixed up, and they did not agree with each other. The big boss of the Jewish ceremony stood up in the meeting and said to Jesus, "All of these people said that you did bad things. You heard them. What are you going to say?" But Jesus did not answer him. He just kept his mouth shut. Then that boss said, "All right, tell us this. Are you the special one called Christ that God promised to send? Are you the Son of God?" Jesus said, "Yes, I am. I am the special man from God. And you, mob, will all see me later on. I will sit there in heaven on the right-hand side of God, the powerful one. And you will also see me as I come back here in the clouds." Then that big boss of the Jewish ceremonies got so angry that he tore his clothes and said to them, "Did you hear that? He said that he is the same as God. We don't need anyone to say anything anymore. We heard it ourselves. So what do you reckon? Did he break our law or not?" They all said, "He did that. He broke our law. He has got to die." Some of the people in that meeting spat on him. They tied a rag across his eyes so that he could not see. Then they hit him with their hands and said, "Hey, you reckon that God has made you clever, don't you? All right, now tell us, who hit you?" Then as the guards took Jesus away, they bashed him. The next section is from verse 66 to verse 72. The heading is, "Peter said, 'I don't know Jesus.' At this time, Peter sat next to the fire in the yard of the big boss of the Jewish ceremonies. One of the girls that worked in the house came along and saw Peter there. She looked at him and said, 'Hey, I think you were with this man from Nazareth called Jesus.' But Peter said, 'No, I don't know what you're talking about.' Then Peter went back to the gate of that yard. Just then, a chook called out. That working girl saw him at the gate and started to tell people there, 'This man is one of Jesus' friends.' But again, Peter said, 'No, not me. A little bit later, those people there at the gate said to Peter, "You talk like the Galilee people talk, and Jesus comes from Galilee, so you must be one of his followers." Peter got really wild and he swore and said, "I tell you, I do not know this man. I don't know what you're talking about. God knows that this is true, or if not, he can kill me." Straight away, that chook called out again. Then Peter remembered what Jesus said to him before, when Jesus said, "People will hear you say three times that you do not know me before the chook calls out two times." Peter started to cry. He could not stop himself.